This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Jamie Chan, a general dentist at Woburn Dentistry. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And Dr. Chan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric.
You're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today as well. So for starters, Dr. Chan, could you give us a quick rundown on your background and what actually led you to being a dentist? That would be a great place to kick things off here today.
Okay, sounds great. So I'm born and raised in Hawaii. I ended up actually going to dental school on the East Coast. And so life led me to now practicing dentistry in Massachusetts. I also have a lot of extended family that are dentists too. So I was always kind of exposed to the career as in the background. I never really seriously considered it actually until I was in college and I went on a service trip to Honduras, and it really resonated with me being able to provide care through dentistry. So I started considering it seriously and looked more into it and eventually pursued it as a career.
How about that? And a trip to Honduras certainly seemed to make the difference in your life for sure and change the course of your direction, it sounds like. Tell me, what is your dental philosophy for patient care? I'm sure listeners would like to hear a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, of course. I always treat every patient as if they were a family member. So if a family member or if how you would want to be treated, that's how I approach my treatment. And so whenever someone is coming to me, I ask them what they're here for, what's their concern, what can I help them with today? And I listen to them and I see what they want addressed, and I kind of go from there. I also believe that regular dental cleanings and checkups are a key to maintaining a healthy mouth. Even if you're thinking, oh, like nothing's really bothering me, there could be something going on that you're not aware of. And when it starts bothering you, that's when it's really serious. And, you know, that's something that maybe could have been avoided if you had gone to a regular cleaning or a checkup and your dentist was able to diagnose that ahead of time. I believe that your mouth is a part of your body, and so it's all connected. And when you view dental care as a part of your health as a whole, it's just as important as going to your physician.
I couldn't agree more with your statement there, and I do appreciate your philosophy on dental care as well. Tell me, what should a patient do if they are in a dental emergency? What do you recommend there?
Yeah, definitely visit your local dentist. Call them up, see if they can see you ASAP. Usually we can fit you in for an emergency exam, a limited exam, and just, you know, get in. If you're experiencing any pain or swelling, take ibuprofen or Tylenol every 6 to 8 hours until you can, you know, go see your dentist. For example, if it's a weekend and if you're in pain to the point where, you know, your face is swelling and you can't sleep and your dentist isn't available for some reason, just go to the emergency room.
Great recommendations and advice in all regards. We're speaking with Dr. Jamie Chan, a general dentist at Woburn Dentistry. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Dental Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are the options for replacing missing teeth? We'd like to hear your input on that.
Yeah. It really depends on where you're missing teeth in the mouth, how many teeth you're missing, how long the teeth have been missing, what the condition of your mouth is as well. So, for example, if your gums are inflamed and or bleeding, if there is enough bone there to do different procedures, all these conditions really need to be evaluated by dentists to determine your best treatment options. But options include implants, crowns, bridges, dental partial dentures, and full dentures as well. So different scenarios call for different treatment options.
And Dr. Chan, what would you say are the trends and changes happening in cosmetic dentistry today? That would be some interesting information as well.
Yeah. So I know that veneers has become a huge trend recently on social media, or maybe for the past few years. And if you're not aware, a veneer is a very thin porcelain cover that goes over the front of your tooth versus something like a crown, which is slightly thicker and goes over the entirety of your tooth like a cap. So if you're interested in veneers, that is a conversation to have with your local dentist, because veneers are not necessarily for everyone. It really depends on different factors that come into play, such as how your bite is, if you grind your teeth at night, where the position of your teeth are, and more. And so, yeah, I know we're seeing it. It's being very popular. So that's something if you're interested in, you can talk to your dentist about. I also know that straightening your teeth is a huge trend, and it's not a novel concept. I know that Invisalign is a great treatment option, and people have heard about it a lot. I also know that there's people that want a cheaper option, and they think that, oh, okay, I've heard of this thing called like Smile Direct Club, and I would caution against a service like that just because it removes a clinician directly looking over your treatment at consistent intervals. There's a lot more to straightening your teeth than just, you know, moving them into position. It depends on your bite and if there's enough room, and it would be a shame to undergo all this treatment with a service like Smile Direct Club and then thinking it'll be cheaper and then ending up with a lot more problems, such as an open bite where your teeth aren't touching anymore. And so I would say having that conversation with your local dentist about whatever your goals are, whether it's veneers, crowns, Invisalign, straighter teeth, whiter teeth, having that conversation is very important to determining your best treatment options for your personal needs and goals.
Dr. Chan, again, we thank you for your time and for your advice and information and insight shared here today. Much appreciated. And before you go into conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we conclude today?
Yeah. I know this has kind of been a theme in my answers today, but a lot of things that you want, if you're interested in with dentistry, is always something you can bring up to your local dentist. And so visiting your local dentist at every 6 months for your cleaning and your exams can really change your life in maintaining oral hygiene and your mouth. I would also say a tip is if you're having or eating or drinking snacks or sugary beverages, just rinse your mouth with water afterwards. So if you have a coffee in the morning, try and drink that within 30 minutes and then rinse your mouth with water. And this really helps reset the pH of your mouth and prevent cavities.
Certainly do appreciate those concluding remarks and some of those simple things that you mentioned. For example, rinsing, a simple rinse can make all the difference after drinking coffee or a Coca-Cola or something like that. Good stuff. Really do appreciate it. And if you would, hit on some of the services that you offer there at Woburn Dentistry. That would be great.
We offer a lot of services, and we have different specialists available to see to all your needs, whether you're interested in implants or extractions, general dentistry. We offer, you know, fillings, crowns, bridges, and more. Invisalign. So whatever your concern is, we even offer sedation dentistry. We're allowing patients like that have anxiety too can be treated for prior to coming to our practice. They can have sedation as an option.
Dr. Chan, again, we really do appreciate your time. Listeners, for further details on Woburn Dentistry, visit WoburnDentistryMA.com. Dr. Chan, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Always my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Jamie Chan, a general dentist at Woburn Dentistry. The practice is a multi-specialty dental clinic that offers general and cosmetic dentistry, endodontics, periodontics, and oral surgery. And for all the details, visit WoburnDentistryMA.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.